Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this is the world we live in now. This white male Iraq war veteran risked his life to serve his country, but then lost the job that he wanted at the bank because he was the wrong color. The South Africanization of America continues. He worked for the bank for 20 years when he was expecting a promotion, but it was given to a black woman instead in a diversity hiring push, and now he's suing. He quit, and I bet his company will now need to hire at least 2 or 3 African-American women to do the work that he used to do. Up next, people are wondering if this is the best video game ever created. I think it is, but then again, I'm biased, and this was the first Nintendo game I ever bought, and took me a couple years to pass. Legendary for sure, but the best ever, doubtful. That title probably goes to James Bond GoldenEye. Also, from what I remember, there was another game like this one long before this one came out. I can't remember the name now. Number 3, to prove that Americans and Canadians, for that matter, are not anti-immigration, here's the overwhelming support for high-skilled immigrants across the entire political spectrum. It's refugees, migrants, and low-skilled labor that people don't want in their country, putting pressure on wages, increasing the cost of housing, and forcing governments to raise taxes to pay for welfare. We just don't want illegals and freeloaders in our countries. Moving on, how do you guys feel about these women? Smash or pass? Are they overweight or not? The first one has a decent 1960s hourglass figure, but the second one looks like she had a rough week and ate too many Twinkies. She needs to visit the salad bar and go easy on the ranch sauce. Also, even though the top one is acceptable now, imagine what she's going to look like in 5 years. As for right now, though, I definitely would nut inside her. Number 5, here we have another woman saying to stop judging women with high body counts. They really are trying hard to change the bad press and red flags that a woman with a high notch count receives. If you want us to stop judging you for your body counts, then you need to stop judging us for our low bank accounts. They also need to stop judging short men. But they do know that we care about their notch counts, and they act all surprised and shamed when we do. Op next is a story saying that the theory that men evolved to hunt and women evolved to gather is wrong. Apparently there's now evidence. What about men's physical strength and visual spatial abilities? You need to be able to see where an animal is going to hit it with a spear or bow and arrow. From my experience with women, the average one was terrified of a small mouse, so how in the hell is she supposed to hunt that giant animal? I'm sure that there were female hunters, but I'm sure that many of them were probably eaten by their prey. Number 7 is a story showing women 27 signs they're alpha females, and why most men are intimidated by them. The article might as well be titled 27 Reasons You're an Insufferable Boss Babe and No One Wants to Date You. Women just want to justify to themselves in the world that it's perfectly alright to be loud, annoying, and argumentative, and that men should accept them that way even though they're just behaving like a male with bobs and a vagine. Moving on, this woman looks like she's trying a new strategy to rope a new guy into her life. She says she read her kids' letters to Santa, and they asked Santa for a dad. In reality, they probably asked her to get back together with her ex, their father. But she doesn't want to do that. Don't feel bad for her. That's what she wants with her fake mascara crocodile tears. You need to feel bad for those kids and their actual father. She's just hoping some rich simp will step up. Number 9, the catfishing is getting crazy. This is one of those rare cases where she looks prettier without the makeup. So maybe this is a bad example of catfishing and is actually reverse catfishing. Women don't understand that the average man doesn't want a trophy wife. He just wants a friend. Here's one that's definitely catfishing. The first picture is at a club, and the second one is the morning after. Up next, here's Selma Hayek's casting photo from 1995. I wonder how many headshots she took, if you know what I mean. This is probably the photo that Quentin Tarantino saw before casting her in From Dusk Till Dawn. I still have that poster in hardback on my wall. Also, I have my doubts about this being in 1995, because 3 of the films on that resume came out in 1996 or later. She was Megan Fox before there even was a Megan Fox. Number 11, an autistic man stranded on a desert island asks a rescue team for a couple more weeks. That would be me so long as the Starlink connection is good. I think we all know the reason he asked for a few more weeks. Because he's married, of course. I really hope the rescue team granted him his request. He also wasn't stranded. He was finally free. Also, it's funny that you actually have a Chad Light in that picture. I wonder what he really looked like. Moving on, what the hell is going on in modern graveyards? The gravestones are starting to look like they were covered in graffiti or tattoos. Tatiana was a paper chaser and was ended in Chicago by a boomstick while she was the passenger of a vehicle, probably driving around with a dealer. She's also probably a grandmother by now, even though she's gone. Is paper chaser a newly unlocked term for gold digger? All this tombstone tells me is the cemeteries need the equivalent of homeowners associations. At least then you know that the Karens would be dead. Number 13 Nikola Tesla was wrong about women when he said that they were rival men mentally and with regards to achievements. After 100 plus years of women's rights, they still use their bodies to gain profits. YouTuber Zara Dar quit her PhD to become a Lonely Fools creator. She's pretty hot and she's going to make millions with her smoking hot body, perfectly symmetrical face, and gorgeous eyes. Her page is free for now, but I'm sure she's going to charge for it eventually. Up next, here's an image of the sex offenders registry by state. But what's going on in Oregon? Nothing good, apparently. I don't know what, but you definitely need to get your kids out of there. Because the perverts in Oregon are so depressed from all the rain and clouds, the diddling is the closest many of them come to experiencing some sunshine and fun. I'm also sure it's not the whole state, and I'd love to see this map on a county level. Also, Arkansas looks pretty messed up as well. What is Slick Willie and Killary doing to the children down there? Number 15, here's the look on your face when she tells you that she's not into middle-aged guys. I'm sure you appreciate her honesty, though. She's also not that honest because if your net worth is multiple seven figures, I'm sure she wouldn't be saying this. For most guys, when they click close to 50, they should be thankful for their truck, good boy, boomsticks, and beer. Unless it's in Canada where those things are either too expensive or banned. Moving on, here's this woman the moment she realized that she's 100% invisible at the gym because she's over the age of 32 and has a mom bod. Obviously, no man is going to be looking at her either because there are always hot 18 to 22-year-olds around. Or because men don't want to have a false allegation thrown their way. Also, what is a woman doing trying to get attention at the gym? If she has a mom bod, then she should be paying more attention to her kid and not strange males. Number 17 is the difference between Gal Gadot's and Linda Carter's Wonder Woman. It's too bad that Linda Carter took a whole bunch of pictures in a nature's park as a child and gave a whole generation of perverts something to fap off to, most of them probably in Oregon. And then in the spirit of this modern day, perverts use deepfakes to put Gal Gadot's body on one of their favorite corn actresses. I don't know about you, but I still prefer Linda and all her curves. Up next, to prove that women don't care if you're a middle-aged man, or even elderly for that matter, here's 80-year-old Oracle founder Larry Ellison, the third wealthiest man on Earth, and he's married to a 33-year-old Chinese woman. Of course, he'd probably say that she married him for love. He also looks remarkably good for 80. Many 50-year-olds don't even look that good. He also hasn't learned his lesson yet, as this is his sixth wife. Another blue-pilled billionaire, it seems. Number 19, this guy lost 227 pounds on the carnivore diet for the last 6 months. People on the carnivore diet swear that it cured them of so many things. That's probably because it's a lack of sugar and carbs and not just because of meat, even though meat has high nutrient density. Meat also keeps you full longer. I wish I could eat steak every day. The last time I did for 10 days, I felt better than I ever did in my life. But my skin issues flared up and became painful. So no lion diet for me. Moving on, here's Andrew Tate with his son. What do you guys make of this? I get the feeling this picture has more to do with Tate boosting his image and ego more than anything else. I would keep my kids away from the limelight until they decide if they're ready for it or not. But I thought he had a daughter. Maybe his daughter transitioned into his son or something. Just kidding. I just wish that Tate would learn to wear shirts. Number 21 is a scene from one of my favorite films. Anton Sugar is asked by an accountant if he's going to shoot him. Anton asks, "That depends on if you see me or not." The correct answer is, "I don't see you." In the book, he said that and Anton let him live. In the movie, it's ambiguous and we cut the scene before we can actually see the outcome. 1 year, I went to a Halloween party in an Anton costume and people were genuinely freaked out by that hair more than anything else. Up next, cops in the UK are genuinely pathetic and don't have anything better to do than to hunt down a serial puddle slasher who deliberately soaks pedestrians. What about the grooming gangs and the terrorists? I guess they're too dangerous to go after for the police. I've never been to Britain and sometimes I think it's just a made-up place. This is almost as bad as in Japan when they have police hunting down panty thieves stealing women's underwear from clotheslines. Number 23, here's the sad state of dating apps for men these days. If these women want to burn coal, then they shouldn't be upset when we fry rice. And here are the images that those ones are based on. Aren't those some of the cutest kids you've ever seen and some of the luckiest mothers on the face of the earth? I thought the meme was for poops and giggles, but damn, I never knew it was so tragic. Moving on, I can imagine Elliot Page going to the barber and asking him to make him look like Ferris Bueller with AIDS. And the barber looks like they did an excellent job. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. Elliot used to be so pretty and most men wanted to smash the pre-transition Ellen Page. Now they want to smash down the door to a bathroom stall so they can vomit when they see what Elliot has become. If the acting gigs dry up, then maybe Elliot can work as Matthew Broderick's stunt double or something. Number 25 and the last one, name this band. Are they called the Jeets? Or are they We're Coming to America Soon? How about Brown Day or Jimmy Jeet World? I don't have anything against Indian people. It finally just got to me when I went to a local theme park and 60% of the patrons were Indian. As for band names, I think my favorite one is the System of a Brown. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.